This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Former Energy Minister Deepak Kharka arrested in money laundering case. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak produced in court over Gen Z movement case. Government unveils 100 priorities on the delivery-based governance. Government to form high-powered property investigation committee to curb corruption. High-level probe committee to be formed within a week to investigate September 9 incidents linked to Gen Z movement. Traffic resumes on BP Highway after flood disruption, and foreign ministers from Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt and Saudi Arabia to meet in Islamabad to ease West Asia tensions. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress leader and former Energy Minister Deepak Kharka has been arrested this morning. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has taken him into custody for investigation into a money laundering case. CIB spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police, Siva Kumar Shrestha, confirmed Kharka's arrest. Meanwhile, former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak has been produced before the Kathmandu District Court today. He was arrested on Saturday from his residence in Bhaktapur on charges related to the Gen Z movement. An inquiry commission led by Gauri Bahadur Kharki had found the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Lekhak and others responsible, recommending legal action. Acting on the commission's report, the cabinet on Friday decided to implement its recommendations. Following this, police arrested Lekhak and Oli from Bhaktapur yesterday. Oli has been taken to Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital for a health checkup after his arrest. The government has unveiled a list of 100 priorities under a new delivery-based governance approach aimed at ensuring result-oriented, effective and accountable public service delivery. The decision was approved by the cabinet meeting held on Friday. Under the new approach, a national commitment document will be prepared by consolidating implementable issues from the election manifestos of political parties that contested the House of Representatives elections. Its ministry has been directed to prepare an action plan within a week, outlining 10 key tasks along with deadlines, responsible officials and performance indicators. The government has also decided to form a task force to prepare a constitutional amendment debate paper within 7 days to help build national consensus on constitutional amendments. The government has also announced plans to form a high-powered property investigation committee within 15 days as part of its governance reform agenda to curb corruption and ensure accountability. The committee will include experts in law, finance, revenue and investigation, along with representatives from concerned bodies. In the first phase, it will collect and verify property details of major political leaders and senior government officials who have held public office since 2006. In the second phase, the arrests. Pardon me, please listen it again. In the second phase, the assets of those who served in public positions between 1991 and 2005 will also be investigated. The government said the process will be conducted impartially based on legal standards and evidence, with recommendations implemented through relevant agencies. The government has also announced plans to restructure the National Vigilance Centre within 30 days to strengthen transparency, accountability and good governance. Likewise, the government has decided to form a high-level investigation committee within a week to probe the September 9 incidents linked to the Gen Z movement. The committee will be tasked with collecting and analysing all details of the incidents, identifying those responsible and submitting a report within a specified time frame. Further actions will be taken based on its recommendations. The government has also stated that investigation and legal action against those those found guilty will proceed in line with existing laws, based on the report of the Gauri Bahadur Kharkilate Commission formed earlier to examine the incidents. In addition, an integrated program will be launched to ensure justice, rehabilitation and restore public confidence. As part of this, a support package including employment opportunities in government, public and private sectors will be announced within 100 days after verifying details of affected families and injured. Traffic has resumed on the BP highway since this morning after being disrupted by flooding in the Roshi River. The highway had remained blocked since Friday evening due to continuous rainfall. Police say two-way traffic has now come into operation after a temporary diversion was restored as the river water level receded. However, the district police office has urged travelers to remain cautious due to ongoing adverse weather conditions. The flood had washed away around 4 kilometers of diversion road at various points between Chowkidara and Nepal Thok. Foreign Minister of Israel, Gideon Sar, has congratulated Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal on his appointment. In his message, Israeli Minister Sar expressed eagerness to work closely with Minister Kanal to deepen the historic friendship between Nepal and Israel. He also emphasized advancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as technology, agriculture and labor, reaffirming Israel's commitment to stronger ties with Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Foreign ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Pakistan and Turkey are meeting in Islamabad today in efforts to de-escalate tensions in the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. According to the BBC, the talks scheduled for Sunday and Monday include one-on-one meetings between Egypt's foreign minister and Pakistan's Ishar Dar, while Dar also meets separately with the Saudi and Turkish counterparts. Turkey's foreign minister has recently held discussions in Tehran, raising hopes for a diplomatic middle path. Meanwhile, Iran has threatened retaliatory attacks on Israeli and U.S. targets in the region after powerful explosions in Tehran and casualties reported in Shaft and Bandar Khamer. Likewise, Yemen's Houthi rebels claim a second attack on southern Israel today, using cruise missiles and drones against vital Israeli military sites. The Maldives has formally informed the UK that it does not recognize the agreement to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. According to the BBC, President Mohamed Mejid's office says the Maldives has expressed its opposition in two written objections and a phone call with UK Deputy Prime Minister David Lammy. The nation asserts sovereignty over the islands and is considering international legal action to press its claim. The UK maintains that the Chagos Islands sovereignty is a matter between Britain and Mauritius. International courts have previously ruled in favour of Mauritius. The Chagos Islands, officially the British Indian Ocean Territory, have been under UK control since the early 19th century. Last year, the UK agreed to transfer control to Mauritius while paying an average of £101 million a year to lease a joint UK-US military base on the largest island. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions, including Bagmati and Gundagi provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Energy Minister Deepak Kharge arrested in money laundering case. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak produced in court over Gen Z movement case. Government unveils 100 priorities on the delivery-based governance. Government to form high-powered property investigation committee to curb corruption. High-level probe committee to formed within a week to investigate September 9 incidents linked to Gen Z movement. Traffic resumes on BP Highway after flood disruption, and foreign ministers from Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt and Saudi Arabia to meet in Islamabad to ease West Asia tensions. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.